You're seeing live picture now. Hi, Arnold. You're seeing a live picture right now, making his way, President Trump, down Air Force One to the red carpet. He's making his way slowly. Now, the Malaysians waving the U.S. flags earlier on, they were civil servants and also students. They've been here for hours to welcome, to go through the rehearsal to welcome him. Now, shaking hands with Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. And he will be walking with him, introducing him to the, showing him, because a lot of traditional dance performers are also on standby. There's a ceremony, welcoming ceremony, prepared just for him. And there's this Royal Battalion as well, where he will inspect quickly the Guard of Honor. Is Foreign Minister Mohammad Hassan. Cabinet, staff from the Foreign Ministry. Exchanging pleasantry. And of course, U.S. Ambassador Edward Hagen. Indeed, there is a trade agreement on the reciprocal tariffs that's going to be signed between Malaysia and U.S. And it's a work in progress, 99% completed. Even right till yesterday, it's still a work in progress, but they managed to get it finalized and it will be signed between Malaysia and United States. Malaysia is looking at 19% in terms of the tariff rates, the U.S. import tariffs. Now, while he's awaiting anxiously regarding the reciprocal tariff or the sectoral tariffs on its key semiconductor industry and pharmaceutical, now 60% of exports from Malaysia to the States, electronics and electricals, are semiconductors. So a lot of the industry players are concerned just whether President Trump will extend the exemption for a few months more, or will he slap Malaysia with hefty tariffs, as reported, some 100% tariffs on semiconductors. Okay, here you have it. He's enjoying the music, feeling it, getting the rhythm. Now, these dancers have been working very hard. They've been rehearsing for him. And it's sizzling hot on the tarmac. It's easily 35 degrees Celsius. Okay. Paying respect. So Malaysians are really rolling out the red carpet, the ASEAN way, with the theme sustainability and inclusivity. The different ethnic groups are out. Some students as well from the a nearby art school or arts academy, Aswara. They are here as well to welcome President Trump's maiden visit to Malaysia. Also present with civil servants nearby Putrajaya, the administrative capital.
Mel, I just want to thank you for that. I just want to quickly get YKIT, into the conversation right now. Now that he's arrived, we know, as you were saying, he's going to, Whitecat, you can hear me, I hope. We know he's going to sign or observe the peace agreement, you know, at the KL Convention Centre immediately, apparently. I'm just wondering, what are you seeing right now? I mean, there must be a lot of anxiety given all the last-minute changes. What exactly is being done to prepare for it?
Well, Arnold, I must say we are always on the alert, always ready to react to any form of new development. So apart from, you know, being on the lookout for the latest arrangement as to where and when that signing will be, rearranging resources, the impact has been quite minimal. Now, I must say that yesterday, the Thai side had requested for both Cambodia and Washington to move the signing up. Immediately, Cambodia said yes. They were waiting for US. Up till last night, I was talking with my contacts. They said it is going to be very hard because US President Donald Trump's agenda was very, very tight. But he had prioritized this signing as one of the first things to do here. And one of my contacts said that this is a reflection of Washington's consideration for Thailand, its longtime ally and partner. So a lot of diplomatic effort behind the scenes. When the world sees the signing, they will see Thai, Cambodian prime ministers signing that peace deal. But behind the scenes, there's a lot of diplomatic effort to make this happen.
Whitecat, we know that apart from what Donald Trump, you know, says he did in terms of applying the pressure, Malaysia and the Prime Minister himself helped broker the ceasefire as well. So once, you know, this is signed, do you know what kind of a role Malaysia is going to continue to play, if any at all, to ensure that this is, you know, something that both sides will observe?
Right now, I've been speaking with sources and some of them say that the Cambodians are quite happy for Malaysia to continue its role in facilitating peace building, trust building, confidence building between Cambodia and Thailand. I also understand that the Philippines, as incoming chair, is happy for Malaysia to be involved. After all, Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim had played a key role in facilitating this peace deal. In fact, at the opening ceremony at ASEAN Summit, he had used this example, the signing of the peace deal, as an example to show the world that ASEAN is united, not because of uniformity, but because of its conviction for respect and reason.
Mel, if you're there, I want to get back to you if you can. We're looking, of course, at pictures of the beast that you've been talking about as President Trump leaves, you know, for the convention center. I'm wondering how, you know, observers and yourself think his presence here is going to shape, you know, all the discussions that will take place at the summit over the next few days. We were talking about the importance, you were talking about trade and tariffs, Malaysia and the US expected to sign a trade deal. I mean, what's going to happen in terms of the other ASEAN members? How do you think this will affect them?
Hey, hi, Arnold. I have just seen Prime Minister Anwar. He's just got into the car, the beast, with President Trump on their way to KL Convention Center. Yes, of course, for the other countries, the ASEAN member countries, as you know, Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, Philippines, you know, they are all slapped with 19%. The tariff rate ranges between 10 to 40%. Myanmar and Laos, they're slapped with 40%. Of course, as ASEAN chair, Malaysia should negotiate, should speak for the less developed countries as well. They're slapped with higher tariffs. But for Malaysia, it's ready to sign the trade agreement. Hopefully, this will set the template for the other ASEAN member countries to do that as well. And for President Trump, now, he waved at us, signaling a positive signal that he wants to get closer to Southeast Asia. Some analysts say this is to counter the growing influence of the U.S., that he wants to ensure peace, stability of Indo-Pacific, meaning fair, remain open and free. That will be his main message. And also, although many said that tariffs used as a blunt tool to exert influence to get what he wants, but Malaysians are hoping that, you know, with the warm welcome by rolling up the red carpet and the big show of force out here, despite the heat on the tarmac, to welcome him, and hopefully that they will hear some positive news. And also remember on the sidelines, the US and the Chinese Vice Premier and also the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, and USTR, right. the Trade Representative.
Okay.
Ambassador Breyer, they are here on a separate track having their negotiations going on. And right. Malaysia Prime Minister said that he hopes that, you know, sense will prevail, that they will see, they will be able to agree mm-hmm. and finalize, hopefully closer to finalizing the trade agreement and bring stability and normalcy to global trade again.